It was an unknown wilderness. It wasn't long before they went into the wide valleys of Kentucky, through the Cumberland Gap.
Welcome to this edition of Old Kentucky Tales, the only podcast that solemnly swears that none of its participants have ever tried to sneak a child into a drive-in movie. Today's title is A Town in a Box, 1950s Pictures of Paducah and the Surrounding Region. I am your host, Brent Taylor, Assistant Professor of History at West Kentucky Community and Technical College. With me is the man who has heard many a monologue in his day. He is an Associate Professor of Communication at West Kentucky Community and Technical College, Jason Donner.
Now, you know that people are constantly slipping their kids into a drive-in theater. You put them in the trunk. You put a blanket over the back seat. There's like six people in that car.
And there's all those lumps, but nobody knows.
Right.
I guess that's what they were going for there.
Yeah.
With us today is our very special guest, the man who insists that he is not from Liberia whenever patrons ask to see a librarian, multiple-time employee of the month at McCracken County Library, Nathan Lynn.
Hey, everybody.
Is that true? Do they ask for the librarian?
That is true. We often get, I'm here to talk to the librarian.
All right. So you got to make sure.
I know. People say, they do say,
are you from
library? But I don't know if they take it as far as saying librarian.
Well, you know, that's why our children's story time, we have Brary Bear because we got so used to hearing people say library.
Is that right? Yeah.
So it's a way to talk to kids about the pronunciation.
You got to start young on that one before it locks into the tongue. Yeah, I bet that's exactly right. In this episode of Old Kentucky Tales, our main event will examine Paducah and the Purchase Region in the 1950s. And we'll try to decide if that nostalgia is all hype or not. And along the way, don't forget to support the fake history sponsors who support Old Kentucky Tales. The products are real, only the sponsorship is fake.
You want a car you'll both be happy with. One that performs for a man, handles easily for a woman. We believe Oldsmobile's the answer. That's why we're launching this special double date campaign, inviting you to come in and drive the Super 88 or Classic 98 together. See for yourself how the rocket engine rules the straightaway, how hydromatic Super Range levels the hills. Then, let her drive it too. You'll learn that Oldsmobile has a double appeal to men and women alike. She's probably told you already how she loves Oldsmobile's long sweeping lines and luxurious custom lounge interiors. But at the wheel, she'll discover that this big, powerful car is as obedient to her light touch as to yours, with power steering and power brakes taking the work out of driving. Come in soon. Discover the double appeal of Oldsmobile together.
So, Nathan, are we going to have you jump into the hornet's nest on this one, or what?
I will say that I do love a Rocket 88. You know, that's a good car.
Well, that's ringing a bell, like, right? That's Grease Lightning is what it is.
That's right.
The Hydromatic, or whatever she said.
Yeah.
That's what I heard whenever she said that word. Automatic. Hydrostatic.
It's electric.
Yeah, right. Well, that must have been something real then that they were talking about there, right? These tanks were monsters, weren't they?
Big
I called
car.
Them tanks. Did you hear that? These cars were tanks. Solid, big old heavy engines. Yeah. I dare you to run into me. Fortunately, no seatbelts.
Sometimes you get a seatbelt that's optional. We've seen that in some of these odds. Some of these, the old ones.
Oh, I don't want a seatbelt restricting my movement in the car.
Especially for children, right? Like they should just roam around free in the back seat.
They'll be mad.
Yeah, they're kind of feral back there.
Right, big old heavy cars back then.
Yeah, there's a great Jump Blues song called Rocket 88. I don't know who did that.
Oh, I've heard like Elvis sing that, I think.
Yeah, he might have. I think Ike Turner might have done a copy of that too, coincidentally.
Yeah, eight cylinders, so that 88 makes sense as a... kind of reminding you about that engine, I guess.
You got a picture of jets on there for some reason?
Oh, everything was space age.
Oh, there you go.
So 50s, it's like space, and that's what they were going for.
Right.
All the tail fins and all that stuff. I mean, it was all like,
oh, there you go.
Trying to imagine the space era.
Right. It's kind of, okay, mm-hmm. It had effect on the design there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and purposeful. I mean, they wanted it to reflect that because that was the new, hip, modern thing.
Yeah. I mean, you want a car you'll both be happy with.
Oh, yeah. Don't forget about all that part, right? Like, yeah, let her drive it if you really must.
Yeah.
She'll like the styling of it. Yeah, that's what it says there. Now, from a 2019 perspective, this morning, for example, I saw Mrs. Lynn driving away from Heath Elementary School. I think she could handle this car.
My wife, she drives a 15-passenger van, 94 or
Econoline,
something. Econoline. We are van life people, so she could definitely handle it. Actually, she would probably like the Rocket 88 more than I would, I think.
I want a minivan. I do. I want a car I can stand up in.
Well, this poses a question. Was the Rocket 88 the minivan?
Right.
Yeah, souped up minivan, because it had space.
Uh-huh.
And she would like it just as much as him.
Oh, I see Brent looking at me knowingly.
Very knowingly.
You know, Nathan, totally spontaneously, let me just say that there have been times when Brent and I record these, and I don't know, maybe we spend a little too much time at lunch before. We're thirsty people. I don't know what it is. But I was listening to some an old episode, and we were talking about old rationing recipes. Sound a little weird. We sounded a little dippy, a little drowsy there. Let's listen to it.
How about kidney stew? Could you do kidney stew? Two beef kidneys.
No.
You're already out. The first ingredient?
I don't see, that big, delicious cow why we have to include.
Yeah, there's so many good parts.
So many parts there.
The kidney.
Go ahead.
Half a cup of flour, 3 tablespoons.
Drippings.
Drippings? It doesn't say what type of drippings. Beef
coming drippings. Out of that kidney.
Yeah, beef drippings. Salt.
Do you
and
know
pepper.
What the kidney does, Brent?
Oh, it's the filter. It's nature's
it's the filter. Let's eat it.
That was especially fun. Right.
Once again, so Nathan, you've got to settle something for us. I think I sound great in that clip, and I think Jason sounds a little off.
Right.
What did you think?
I felt like I had been to the dentist.
There you go. Oddly, we've talked about that too.
The nitrous
laughing
oxide.
Gas experience. Maybe that's what it was. Maybe.
But a long dental visit.
What did we go to the dentist together?
The drippings.
Two for one right, special the drippings. At the dentist.
The drippings.
Well, those are always fun, though, to talk about. He's always trying to bring up, really just gross things, often food.
Well, we have a lot of that. It's weird that humans like all these weird foods.
Right.
Kidneys, gizzards, the neck.
The gizzard.
My dad's like, oh, I'll take the neck. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, go for it.
Yeah, sure.
I'm gonna eat this big juicy leg. Right.
Indeed. And now for the moment we've all been waiting for.
The main event.
Round one. So, Nathan, you have been really busy down there at the library digitizing a lot of images. And you've got a special collection here from the mid to late 20th century. You want to tell us about that?
Sure. A number of years ago, we were approached by some members of Broadway United Methodist Church, located on Broadway here in Paducah, Kentucky. And they had inherited Mr. James Arthur Curtis's estate, a lot of his estate, which included his photographs. Mr. Curtis was a photographer here. He kind of took a business over from his father, Edward Curtis, and they operated a number of businesses here. And they had tons of photographs. So these photographs came from Sacra Studios, Curtis and May's studio, The Camera Shop, and Curtis Color Lab, if any of you listeners out there remember those fine establishments. There were thousands of photographs. A lot of them were of families and students, and we did not want those photographs. We wanted those to go back to the families. So we went in and took the photographs of buildings, events, places, a lot of aerials, and came up with nearly 4,000 photographs and negatives that we digitized and have made available at the McCracken County Library's website.
And they have made a really fine collection. I'm looking at one here, and I believe you told me earlier this was a Ballard dance?
Yes, this is a Ballard memorial. I assume it's a prom, maybe, and it was held in, can you guess, anyone?
I don't know. I mean, it's a different location. Yeah, it doesn't look like a high school.
The Irvin Cobb Hotel.
Oh, there you go.
Paducah, Kentucky. And there's a band included with the dance going on, and it's of Nat Story, and he was a musician here from Paducah, Kentucky, in Western Kentucky, and you can see his band playing in the background. Pretty neat photo.
That's a very neat photo. It looks like a scene out of a movie.
It does.
Yeah, I'd say you need to lay your eyes on this if you're interested in this kind of time area at all.
Well, some of those people in that picture are, you know, easily still around.
Indeed.
That could be a prom picture for them.
Yeah. So yeah. Hopefully they can find those.
Well, them. Yeah,
we
right.
Live.
And there's a few recognizable, or, you know, you can see the face on some of those students from Ballard back in. Do you have the exact dates on these things?
That was circa 1955.
Okay.
So a lot of them had.
You have to get close.
Yeah,
right?
We
you
try to
say
get close.
Around.
Yeah, around. So
such
a lot
and
of
such
them,
date.
You can tell.
Some are just to the decade, even. So
right.
If you can identify the decade, you're in pretty good shape.
Yeah.
So that's a little bit of a.
Excuse.
A fine art there. Yeah, you give yourself some wiggle room.
Yeah. That's circa.
And that helps you out there. On the inverse of that, we see a really nice shot of Cardinal Lanes.
Oh, yeah.
And we see the bowling there. So that's kind of the new expanded part of town in the 1950s and 1960s is the Cardinal Lane, Cardinal Point area. The apartments just went up. They were brand new with the A-boom. And then we see these retail era areas going on around there.
Yeah, you saw a big expansion in Paducah out to the 19th hole. Does anyone remember the 19th hole out there by Noble Park? People used to drag the gut, which was a
was that, people, that the phrase of driving around?
It is a phrase of driving around.
Right.
And they would drag the gut to the 19th hole. And Cardinal Lanes was located there close
okay.
by. So,
well, the 19th hole is what they call the end of a golf game.
That's right.
You're saying there was a bar out there?
There was a bar, the 19th hole. I assume it was a bar. And it's set where
yeah.
Kroger is now, or in front of Kroger
okay.
By Noble Park.
Gotcha.
So,
yeah.
Yeah, the bowling alley shots are great because, I mean, you can. It's pretty similar to what it looks like now. Obviously, they've upgraded their technology, but you can
back
still
then you
see
used it. To have to keep the score. Do you remember keeping a bowling score?
Oh,
it was impossible.
Yeah, and it was,
I never did learn how to do it.
Right, it was tough to know how to do.
You guys are making me sweat.
Unless
thinking
you
about
didn't,
that.
If you didn't get a strike and you didn't get a spare, you could do it.
Right, because
which
it always
actually
just,
I did that a lot.
It added out that way. Yeah, if you're not good, it's easy to do. But then you got it. I think I could do it now. I think I know how to do it. But no. Right. Love those little X's on there.
Yeah, the new machinery is definitely an upgrade over what you see there. And then you've got one of your favorite shots here, which is an action shot from downtown.
Oh, yeah, of the Irvin Cobb, in front of the Irvin Cobb Hotel, or the Hotel Irvin Cobb. And you can see cars passing by. It really, you can see Sacra Studio, which is a photograph studio on the very back side of it. It's a little bitty building that's now a law office, I believe. You can see a loan sign on the other side. And I don't know, that hotel's beautiful, still is.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, it's an amazing piece of architecture for Western Kentucky. So I love that shot. I think it's a great piece of Paducah history.
I can see Al Capone back there somewhere.
That's him.
It feels like that.
Yeah.
And speaking of loans, you've got a really great shot here of something called the Commerce Loan Drive-In.
Oh, yeah. The Commerce Loan Drive-In was located at 321 Kentucky Avenue. And do you want to explain what the building looks like?
It is a regular-looking downtown building, except that the entire bottom floor is hollowed out so that you can pull your car in. And apparently, you can pull in and try to get a loan in the amount of anywhere from $10 to $300.
Pretty good.
While you wait, we're going to work up this loan paperwork. Because you can't be, in the 1950s, you cannot be bothered to get out of your car.
That's exactly right. Maybe the lady standing here in her bonnet, she will wash your window while you're waiting for your loan. I don't know.
The full service
loan. Full service.
That's it.
It's interesting. You wouldn't think that then, though, they would consider, like, let's make this super convenient. Don't even get out of your car to borrow money.
Yeah. It's just like all the restaurants back then and the drive-in theaters, the whole thing. It's everything is stay in the car.
Well, you know, and that picture really shows something about the collection. You have a lot of photographs of buildings that don't look anything like they did then now, or they're not there anymore. So I think that's something that I should really stress about what the library is doing with our digital collection is providing access to photographs for people who wonder what a building used to look like where their house is now, maybe.
Or right, the location on that spot. I guess you're trying to figure that out, too, where some of those things were in terms, you know, just street address.
I also see in this collection some really great shots of the interior of businesses.
Oh, yeah.
And the thing that strikes me, too, every restaurant looks like the 50s diner that you see as like a retread.
It's pretty classic.
Hey, Brent, it was a 50s diner.
I know. That's the whole thing, right? So they've gone and done their homework.
Right. But like for us, it's like, oh, yeah, that's a 50s place.
But then it's just a diner.
Yeah, duh. Yeah, it's a 50s place. Right.
You know, these photographs and looking at this one of Dexter Howe Restaurant, which is one of the diners in here, they also talk a lot about race relations. And if you look close enough at this photograph, you can see that there are a number of black staff members on one side that are dressed to do one particular part of what was needed at this facility. And there are white staff members on the other side that are dressed to do another particular job. So the time period that we're talking about in these photos really tell a lot about our race relations and history here in Paducah. There's also a picture on here of Western Baptist Hospital cafeteria workers, and you can get the same type of information from something like that.
When would you say then that happened here for Paducah McCracken County when that segregation or desegregation came?
Well, I think it was slow, and in some instances we might still be working on that.
Okay.
But, you know, the 1950s, 57, 58, and 59, I believe the city schools might have.
Okay.
Don't quote me on that. I don't know for sure. But I think the county schools were a little later in desegregating into the maybe 63 or 64 is when I think Heath High School, I know, had their first black students in 63 and 64.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, you really got kind of a like 15-year window after the Brown versus Board of Education decision. That was kind of the – I always describe that as that is where you pulled the first thread of the segregation sweater.
Right.
And then after that, it sort of slowly unraveled. And it, like Nathan said, it took a really long time.
Right.
That's didn't happen overnight. Didn't happen in 1 year.
Right.
2 years even.
There'd
even
be some
10
pushback
years.
On that too, of course.
There was.
But,
sure.
But it's a, you know, social change takes 20 years sometimes.
That's right. We were talking about Reverend W.G. Harvey, and you all had mentioned him in
another podcast,
and I found a proclamation from him where the theaters here had been desegregated in, I think, 1963, and where he had written this proclamation. So, yeah, I think this is a prime time period for these pictures to talk about race relations.
Right.
Absolutely. We've got lots of other architecture here, Catterjohn Building, for example. So a lot of history at that place, all the way back to Civil War era.
I've heard that the basement there is haunted.
Ooh, I've never known that story.
Isn't everything haunted, though, at some point?
It was the morgue. Oh, well, that helps.
Special Halloween edition. We'll have to.
Yeah, we should go live podcast from the morgue.
There it is.
Oh, I would totally do that. We'll spend the night. Sleep down there in our sleeping bags.
Well, and, you know, with the Catterjohn building, that's a building that people are still looking at revitalizing. So that's another thing that we're doing with these pictures. If someone comes to us and says, yeah, you know, we're looking for pictures of this business because we want to redo the front part to its pristine era, you know.
So what did this building start out as? I mean, what
the
was
ICC,
it originally?
It was a ICC hospital
okay.
for the railroad workers.
Gotcha.
And now it could be purchased by you, the listener, and oh. saved as a piece of Paducah history.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, Midtown. Is that Midtown? Where does Midtown start and stop?
I'd say it's right on the edge of Midtown and down.
Yeah.
Outer Midtown?
Kind of Midtown. I'm going to buy that thing and put a coke plant right in the middle of it.
You could.
We need coke plants everywhere, don't you think?
Zero plants.
Yes. That's the one. We need that for a real sponsor around here. And then we got a nice shot here. You said it was a hosiery factory?
Klausner Hosiery. And you can still find clothing in clothing stores here that was made at Klausner. It'll say in the tag, made Paducah Klausner Hosiery Factory. So we have a larger collection of records from that facility in the library's archives. And so that's something else that the digital collection does. If someone was looking for their, let's say their aunt worked there, you know, they could see this picture and call or email and say, well, do you have any employee records from there? And we could go to our archives
sure.
and search.
Right.
So it opens up a larger treasure chest. Lots of businesses in the photographs. Also, Ohio Valley Supply is another photograph that we have here. Which was located at North First Street. I don't know the exact address there, but I don't know if that building. And, you know, I don't know what cars are here. There might be a Rocket 88 in the cars on that picture. So
if you were carefully enough, you might could find something, right? And very special photo here you were telling us about earlier. This was a printing press at the Paducah Sun.
Oh, yeah. So the Paducah Sun, or at the time it might have been the Paducah
Sun-Democrat,
yeah. They got a new printing press, and there are pictures of not only the staff,
right?
But if you look, there is a priest.
I see that right in the middle. He's the center of attention. I thought that was a priest. He looks like he's blessing the printer.
I believe he is blessing the new printing press.
I think it worked. I mean, especially if it's the same equipment.
Yeah, we're lucky to have a daily paper.
That's true.
Places do not have a daily paper still. So.
Still, though, that's surprising, right?
Yes.
I wouldn't have thought that, I mean, I looked at that guy, I thought, oh, who's that guy? I'm sure he's the owner. No, that's a priest, and he's kind of talking and facing the printing press as maybe.
Yeah. And it,
a blessing, right, to the community.
A blessing to the community that it will be good news for all daily.
Ooh.
You know, we have the access to searching the Paducah Sun now. The Paducah Sun has digitized their records, and you can come to the McCracken County Public Library and you can word search or read by date. So we could find an article about when this.
Oh, there we go.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm sure there's got to be in the,
surely
in the newspaper.
Yeah.
About
full
that,
circle.
Yeah.
And then finally, speaking of full circle, there are several really nice shots of what was formerly known as Paducah Community College, present day WKCTC. And the campus was a lot smaller back then. If we were to look at this aerial vision, we see Carson Hall, the Carriage House, the Hawes Gymnasium, Waller, Rosenthal, and Matheson, and that is it. That's the campus. Many buildings not in the picture just yet.
Yeah, it's a nice aerial to see what was there at one time and what was not there at the time this picture was taken.
It's and also, just, Jason, you had an observation about what was not there, didn't you?
Oh, the interstate.
Yeah.
It's all field. It's all trees and no interstate running across there.
So this is my alma mater. So this is one of my favorite pictures. I love the campus there. It's still a beautiful campus, and I think it's something that's underrepresented or not thought of as much by the people of this area. But we have a beautiful campus at WKCTC. It really is.
Like if you visit other community colleges, particularly, it just looks good.
It does.
A pleasant campus to walk around.
And I should get these photos to the archives there. WKCTC.
That's true.
That'd be a good place to share.
Now that Leanne Paxton is over that, we should get them copies of those.
Yeah, we have official archives, and so you can
and
definitely
some people would
send those
see
right
those
over.
Too. I think they'd get
Absolutely
a kick out of it.
They would. And speaking of your kicks, we've got to pay some bills for this part of the program, which is sponsored by Bel Air Drive-In Theater, 10 miles west of Paducah on Highway 60. Children 12 and under free if in car. Saturday and Sunday, double feature with Ann Baxter. Spoilers and a guy named Joe. Note, we are open Saturdays and Sundays only. Bel Air Drive-In Theater.
If you were to let your child ride on the hood of your car, would they have let you in? I'm just asking for a friend.
It says in car.
So it wouldn't have worked.
But, you know, people came in the back of a pickup truck.
I guarantee they did that.
Yeah, of course you did. And you sat back there. Put a blanket down. Everybody's back there. Yeah.
Children under 12, that is. So if you were 13 and in the trunk.
You got to pay full boat.
Full. To see a guy named Joe.
So this theater was out. Where exactly was this located?
I believe that this theater was close to what is now Barclay Regional Airport.
Okay.
Put you in the right area, 10 miles west of Paducah.
On Highway 60.
Yeah.
Now, you know, 10 miles west of Paducah at that time.
That might have been that far out, though.
It might have been closer to the mall area.
Right. Where is Paducah start at that time?
We'd have to do some more research on that to see where the Bel Air is. But, you know, make sure your child is in the car.
Yes, in the car. And free if you're not trying to sneak in those older ones.
And sit there for two movies, too. Now, movies were shorter, you know, comparatively than they are now. But
it's hard
still
to get through a double feature with kids.
Yeah.
Right. It gets late in a hurry.
But if you've got good cheeseburgers and pizza,
right,
like at the Calvert Drive-In, you might be able to get through there.
AKA Real History sponsor, eventually, right?
And you don't have to be quiet when you're in your own car. You know what I mean? So, like, you can just talk, do whatever. Kids do whatever.
And that's, again, very 50s. Don't get out of your car for any reason.
Right.
Just keep going.
Lock the door.
I was going to say, have you been to a drive-in? I'm sure you've been to some drive-in, but did you ever see one even back as a kid, like in the 70s? And I can remember that before they'd ever come over your radio, they put that thing on your window.
That's right.
I have barely a memory of that.
They still have those at the Calvert Drive-In.
Oh, they still do that at Calvert.
And they have you have your radio, but you can also get surround sound by putting the metal speakers
on
each side.
Yeah,
they're still there.
That's a different kind of sound.
I specifically remember the day that the Paducah Drive-In, which was located in Lone Oak by Maple Lawn, I believe that's... I remember the day that burned. It was in the early to mid-80s, and I remember the West McCracken Fire District out close to Heath went flying by, and I remember my grandmother's neighbor had a scanner, and the drive-in
so she had the inside scoop.
Right.
The drive-in was on fire. Yeah, that was before Facebook.
Do you know what the theater was? I have another really young childhood memory of going. Like my older cousin took a lot of us to see a movie. It might have been Grease. That's weird since we were singing Grease earlier.
Grease is the word.
Right. But it was on, after that it became Unga Bunga Music. I think it's a car dealership now.
Well, it's funny you should bring this up because there is a picture of that building being built in the Curtis and Mays Broadway United Methodist Church collection.
Oh, okay.
Well, what do you know? Get down there and see those photos.
That would have been something if he yanked it out of the stack of papers right now. But
he got close.
Yeah.
Well, it was a little later. It was built in...
It was like late 70s?
Yeah. And, I thought I could pull it up, but yeah, so there's pictures of that. Okay. And that's set close to the 19th hole as well that we were talking about earlier.
Right.
Yeah.
All right.
What was the name of the theater?
Who knows? He's looking around.
The Deluxe?
For an answer. Oh, you know?
No.
Okay.
But well, it's in there.
It's in there, and we
search
can find
hard.
It by going to the
Don't tell us. Make him go look.
McCracken County Public Library.
Ooh, it's like a scavenger hunt now.
Right.
And Jason, we are hunting for the takeaway.
Uh huh.
So, what is the biggest thing that you learned today?
I don't know. We got to excise this thing.
Hey, get rid of that segment.
I've got a great idea.
Ixnay on the Akeway Tay.
No, no, no. Nathan?
Yes?
What's your takeaway?
My takeaway is...
Pass the buck.
If
yes,
you're looking for access to not only Western Kentucky history, but history in general from the mid...
Go on.
To late 20th century.
You would tell us if you had a stroke just now, right?
You should visit mclib.net.
Yes. It's not just about Paducah.
We have photos of Vienna.
There you go.
We have photos of Cairo, Illinois. We have photos of all different places around the area and some around the world. And so if you're looking for access to these, you don't just have to come physically to the McCracken County Public Library.
Sure.
You can get online and visit our digital collection. And I would say that we could also venture out to libraries across the world.
Sure.
Because libraries across the world can provide you digital access without you having to actually go there.
Uh-huh. So visit those, but mostly visit McCracken County Library. Exactly.
Click through all those first.
We have now turned to the final page of this chapter, but never fear, Old Kentucky Tales never fails to return. You can download even more episodes on iTunes or the NPR One app. Binge listen to all those old seasons. If you like what you hear, please leave a review or rate us. If you did not like what you heard, well, too bad, because it's over. Special thanks to our producer, Todd Birdsong, our guest, Nathan Lynn, the Paducah School of Art and Design, WKCTC, which has pictures in that collection, and WKMS. And the rest is history.